Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hello, Race Chasers. Now it's time for a summer mental health check-in, okay? Sponsored by BetterHelp.
This little bonus episode is our opportunity to check in with ourselves and you and talk about life during these stressful times.
Yes. Now, before we jump right in, we want to thank our sponsor for this episode, BetterHelp. Remember to visit BetterHelp.com/drag. That's Better H-E-L-P. And you can join the over 1 million people who are taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
And of course, we have a special offer for Race Chaser listeners to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/drag if you're looking for someone to talk to.
Drag.
So, how has experiencing summer during a pandemic been for you?
Well, I've been trying to create routines and things that I can do every day that aren't affected by the outside world. Like I've been getting up and not looking at my phone and like exercising and stretching, like first thing, like roll out of bed, get on a towel on the floor, try to like wake my body up and then worry about the stresses of the world and like what hair I'm going to wear that day and all that stuff later. I like to keep like a clean morning kind of.
Yeah.
I usually try to push a few loads out of laundry and just get my chores done early. And, you know, I'm trying to create routines because there is no routine. My old routine is gone. It used to be performing and going to airports and trying to find non-dairy food. But now it's just like sitting around a lot and trying to be productive.
Yes.
With no one to tell me what to do, which is hard.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you?
Well, I've definitely had the opportunity to witness the sort of healing power of nature. The sun is very, very like lovely. And I usually do like a little bit of just like laying in the sun. It's a moment where I can be like quiet and like just, I don't know, feel this giant thing in the sky. That's pretty remarkable. Also just like going on a walk is so transformative for me if I need to like get out of the house and like clear my head. It's hard right now because it's summertime. And so you kind of want to just, oh my God, I want to go get wild and go to parties and clubs, but you're not allowed. So, yeah.
Yeah. Does not partying or not like seeing people, does that give you anxiety or anything? Or have you been trying to connect with people through other ways, like online or FaceTimes or stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, FaceTime is great. The Zoom parties, I've been to a couple of those. It's a great way to connect with people who you haven't seen in a long time. And it makes you feel definitely like less like isolated and alone during this kind of weird time.
Yeah, it's we don't really know the future and what's going to happen. So it's nice to talk to other people that are equally in the dark as us to know that we aren't alone. Because when you feel alone, it feels isolating and you don't know when the sun will come up type of mentality type of thing. It's always easier to surround yourself with more people to try to get yourself out of that, or even one person just to talk to, you know. I check in with my best friend every day, pretty much. I look in the mirror and say hi.
Oh, my God.
But I also call Raya usually once a day at least. And if she doesn't pick up, I'm like, oh, you don't want to pick up? She gets a text immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely like a lot of unknowns out there because we don't know what the future of like drag is going. The future of drag. We don't know what the future of drag is going to look like because probably, I mean, nightclubs, theaters, venues like that are probably going to be among the last things that are going to reopen when the world does return to some like sense of normalcy. So it's very uncertain.
I feel like predicting any kind of future would be futile at this point. So I'm just trying to live in the present. And by that, I mean, you can send me presents. I have an Amazon wish list.
I want to live in the present. So please make it a large present that I can live inside of.
A large gluten-free present. Don't eat the box. Don't eat the box. I'm sorry. We have equines love a cardboard. It's a special treat on their birthdays. We give them a whole cake out of it. Rubber belly.
I found that drag is very like healing and helpful to me to like to feel normal. So yes, maybe it looks different right now because we might not be in clubs or theaters or venues like that. But still doing drag is a way of like connecting to people and like putting my energy and my thought into my art form, which I've found like really helps keep me sane.
Yeah, I kind of think that I'm a workaholic to a degree, and you definitely have a strong work ethic, and having idle hands is never going to be a good thing for certain people with those types of brains. And so keeping working and establishing routines is kind of part of self-care, you know, like you have to take care of yourself, occupy your brain, occupy your hands, all that things, because we have no idea what the future will hold. And, you know, if there will be more wigs from China soon because there's a wig shortage and we've been really worried about that, plus COVID. Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed getting together on Zoom with some of our drag sisters and like doing an event that's just for fun. We can raise money for a really good cause like that. That makes me feel like accomplished and good and
me too.
Connected.
I slept really well that night, and not only because my team was such a vibrant champion outpouring of talent between me and Monet and Jinx. It was a talent-filled evening. I know that night your team didn't have the opportunity to take home the prize, but I was wondering if you did anything for self-care to alleviate that sting.
I'm going to come back for All-Star Spelling Bee. Don't worry. Okay.
Well, bring a dictionary. What has brought you joy, Behar?
Well, I mean, doing drag and connecting with people however I can.
Yeah, I saw you do it at the drag show. Last time I saw you at the drive-in, you were doing it. You were laying out in the sun and doing drag, and you were very, very happy.
Yes, it was a moment to do drag, and yes, it's very different because it's all socially distanced and people stay in their cars. That's a little different, but getting to do my art form and the thing that I love, that brings me a lot of joy.
Now, I'm used to people staying in their cars when I do drag. They don't come into the club. And that stressed me out, not being able to go into a club anymore. But I'm finding different ways to deal with it. And to just deal with the aspect of not having like as much personal connection with people. I mean, if you're looking for ways to take care of yourself and your mental health this summer, why not try BetterHelp? I mean, they're nice enough to give us money for this podcast to talk about it. So let's talk about it. It actually works. More and more people are using it, and it helps connect you with professional counselors who know what they're doing securely over the internet.
Yes, and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Yeah, and you get timely and thoughtful responses from your counselor. They're not going to wait a week, and you can schedule video and phone sessions whenever you want, so you don't have to leave your house during, like, the quarantine.
Exactly. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you ever need to, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling.
So if you have an internet connection, visit betterhelp.com/drag. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are currently recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
And here's a special offer for the Race Chaser listeners out there. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/drag.
That's betterhelp.com/drag.
Drag.
For 10% off your first month. Well, thank you so much for listening to this little bonus episode. It's nice to check in about mental health when we have a moment to do so. So thank you for joining us. And thank you, BetterHelp.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.